FC.
Freedom, freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Judge Douglas Bartley, and he's a retired judge, and he has written a four-volume series on his experiences with the law. Three of them are completed, and I'm looking forward to reading them myself. We had a wonderful interview with Judge Bartley here just last night on my program, and he's going to be with us this morning talking about our form of government and how we're certainly losing it. People don't understand that the supreme law of the land is our Constitution. What is unique about the American Constitution? Well, very simply, it is a restrictive covenant that limits the power of the federal government so men can be free. And certainly, we need a federal government to join together the states, but matters dealing with life, liberty, property, individual freedom are to be a state issue, not a national issue, a federal issue. Because, of course, the whole concept is that matters dealing with life, liberty, and property are to be handled at the state. The powers of the central government are limited and well-defined, and certainly in Article 1, Section 8, the powers of the state government are unlimited and ill-defined. And that comes from, I think, the 45th of the Federalist Papers. But I'm going to let Judge Bartley tell you about his experiences and, of course, his attitude towards the Constitution. And, of course, what happened to him when he was involved in the legal profession. So with that as a background, please pick up the story and tell our listeners a little bit about your background, about your time on the bench. What happened to you as a judge when you tried to do what was right? But please pick up the story there.
Good morning, Doctor. I was appointed by Tommy Thompson, the so-called Republican governor of Wisconsin, to serve on Wisconsin's tax court. And I was promised at the time I was appointed a second term. And then I started getting some very controversial cases, and controversial in the sense that they were politically incorrect cases where taxpayers were seeking refunds in two cases of some $750 million. And I went ahead in one of the cases and ruled in favor of the taxpayers, and despite getting many phone calls from the governor's office saying, if you don't, your reappointment is coming up, you better not do this. It was a class action case involving some 25,000 pensioners who were seeking tax refunds because of discrimination in their taxing their pensions. And I don't know whether I've answered your question. I didn't hear most of it. But
well, basically, isn't that illegal, though, for the governor's office to try to influence a legal a judge's legal decision? Or aren't there some restrictions on threatening you with not being reappointed if you didn't come up with a proper decision?
You're right, and there's a statute that says so. But the that statute was ignored, and I was canned back in 1993, I believe, as those decisions were being made. So I really, that's all I can think of to say on the subject.
It's vitally important that people understand that this is how our legal system works, certainly. Pressure is put on judges to not to go by the law or what's right, but to do what's politically expedient as far as major corporations are concerned. And did that major corporation eventually have to pay out the $750 million?
There were some 700 corporations that were involved in one of the cases, and they had refunds coming of somewhere around $500 million because of Wisconsin overtaxing those corporations. And that was one of the two cases, and the other case was the pension case I mentioned.
All right.
By the way, if I could pick up something from last night that we were talking about.
Why, you go right ahead.
Well, I remember during the I only had a chance to listen to part of the conversation from last night. And I remember you saying that Afghanistan was not a declared war. And I don't think that's correct. The two Iraq wars were undeclared, but Afghanistan, if I'm not mistaken, was a declared war. I guess on the basis that that's where Osama was. Are you still there?
Yes,
I got a terrible beep in my ears. But I remember also that Ron Paul, the sainted Dr. Ron Paul, suggested that instead of going to war, that we use the technique of mark and reprisal. Are you familiar with those terms?
Yes, I am. That comes from the Constitution.
Right. And basically what it is it's a bounty that the government sets a bounty on, in this case, Osama bin Laden, and hires privateers to go after him. Instead of declaring a full-blown war, that would have been a much wiser course to follow, it seems to me, because he and his henchmen were the real outlaws of the matter. Another thing, when we left off last night, if I might just try to refresh memory here, we were talking about the Warren. I started talking about the Earl Warren years and the Warren Burger years.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Judge Douglas Bartley, and he has written a three-volume section going into the background of the American Constitution, the practice of law in the United States, and certainly the beliefs of the founding fathers of America. But Judge Bartley, go right ahead with what you were speaking of before we went to the break.
Well, and I thought of one other thing that kind of summarizes what we talked about before. Another, I think, pithy quote from, pardon me, Joe Sobrin, who said that the rule of thumb to follow when analyzing federal legislation is that anything that's called a program is unconstitutional. And that is a good rule of thumb. The other thing that he said, which I think well captures what's happened in the past, was that today, other than on shows like yours, if there are any like yours, Doctor, the Constitution is conveyed by grapevine. It's gotten that bad. And now on the Earl Warren and Berger courts, I was going to just add to what we were talking about that during those years, the courts went on a rampage of judicial activism, but only for certain preferred constitutional rights, mainly those asserted by murderers, rapists, pornographers, abortionists, atheists, communists, flag burners, Nazis, and other human detritus. And that era was the dawn of a new culture of judicial nihilism, where Bible reading and prayer in schools were banned as having a negative social value, and works like Fanny Hill, Memoirs of a Woman of Pleasure, was unbanned and found to have redeeming social value. And for the worst, I think, during those years, is 1973, Justice Blackmun, whom I call the Butcher of Rochester, Minnesota, and Berger and five others reached the pinnacle of what has become an archonocracy in Roe v. Wade, the abortion case that wiped out, the laws of all 50 states and was the death sentence for some 45 million unwanted, unborn, or even partially born infants. I thought that perhaps the next thing we should do, if you agree, is let's look at how you go about understanding the Constitution, which is very simple in its textual form.
All right, you go right ahead. How can the average individual out there understand our Constitution?
Well, there are... Just one second. I'm having a little bit of cold here this morning. There are a number of principles that apply, and the first principle to understand is that a law like the Constitution is the best expositor of itself. And that was something that even Marshall and Chief Justice Marshall said, even though he deviated from that many times. There's another principle. Excuse me. That it must be resisted, and that is what is called the doctrine of communis error, which means, and it's been accepted by courts, that common error repeated many times makes law. In other words, we're not going to correct the mistakes that we made in the past because they've become embedded in the Constitution, or really in constitutional law. And I like what Jonathan Swift said about that kind of attitude. He said it's become a maxim among lawyers that whatever hath been done before may be done again, and therefore lawyers take special care to record all the decisions formerly made against common justice and the general reason of mankind. These, under the name of precedents, they produce as authorities to justify the most iniquitous opinions, and the judges never fail of directing them accordingly. We've had a whole lot of communis error on our Supreme Court and in the lower courts. The next thing, and please interrupt if I'm not making sense, the next thing that needs to be recognized is that the court cases interpreting, quote-unquote, the Constitution are not themselves the law. But unfortunately, when deciding cases, the judges always look at the cases interpreting the Constitution, whether right or wrong, and expand on them rather than looking at the Constitution itself.
And yet it is the Constitution that is the foundation of our law, and that must be what they should go back to, not what some lawyer said or what a group of lawyers said who call themselves judges on the Supreme Court. The Constitution is the foundation of our freedom, and the Supreme Court cannot amend the Constitution. That can only be done by the legislature and the states. And what we have, unfortunately, I believe, is a ruling elite who are intent and have been intent upon changing the structure of America from a nation with a limited government and individual freedom to a nation with an all-powerful government where liberty will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Well, what you just said reminds me of what somebody said about the Supreme Court, and I can't remember who it was, but it's for the last 70 years, it's acted as a continuing constitutional convention as it's gone on about amending the Constitution with things that don't even make sense textually, much less in much less as compared to what was represented to the states and the citizens in the Federalist Papers and other documents at the time. But what we need to do to really understand the Constitution, which is, as you said yesterday, written in fairly simple language, is we've got to pitch overboard all the baggage from places like the New York Times or the Washington Post, all this intellectual impedimentia that the Constitution is evolutionary and malleable, or the statement that the Constitution is, this is Oliver Wendell Holmes, who was one of the villains in all of this, the Constitution was written in majestic generalities that allow for, as he put it, play in its joints. Those sorts of canards were the currency the court used throughout most of the 20th century to inflate what were at first incremental and then later raging inflations of federal power.
Amen to that. Let me just comment, if our listeners, anybody out there in the listening audience has a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. And we're really talking about the Constitution, this wonderful document, which is the foundation of our freedom, which unfortunately has been rejected by the establishment who wants a dictatorship in America. There really are people who want a dictatorship. They want a government that can provide for the people from the cradle to the grave. This is the foundation of fascism, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a question or comment, 1-877-254-7524. Our guest, Judge Douglas Bartley, who sat on the bench and, of course, was removed from the bench because he did what he thought was right rather than was expedient, according to the governor, Tommy Thompson of Wisconsin. And unfortunately, so many of our judicial decisions have nothing to do with law, though it's politically expedient, and certainly judges can be forced to do, or at least threatened, if they don't go along with the agenda. And Judge Bartley did not, and was actually then removed, or did not, or was not reappointed there as a judge in the state of Wisconsin. Well, go right ahead, Judge Bartley. Certainly yesterday you talked about what some of the founding fathers had said, and certainly about Thomas Jefferson and Madison and the others who really tried to get people to understand the whole function of our Constitution was to limit the power of government so men could be free. Now, this is an entirely different audience, so don't be afraid to talk about some of the things that you mentioned yesterday, which I think is so vital. We must understand that the men who created America wanted our nation to be free, and different than other nations where government grants people freedom. Here in America, the people granted the federal government certain power and authority, but that was to be limited by the chains of the Constitution. So you go right ahead.
Yes, and what you just said leads into the point that in Federalist 45, Madison said that the powers of the federal government are few and defined, specific, and they're really close-ended. By my count, there are some 28 powers delegated to Congress, to the president, I think 10, and 11 to the federal courts, which may sound a lot like a lot numerically, but considering the specificity of the powers, and the constitutionally explicit principle that the powers withheld from the federal government were reserved to the states or to the people, then what you get from that is that federal power is meager, not copious, and it's the exception, not the rule. And on the other hand, individual rights and state powers are numerous and open-ended, as long as they comply with their state constitutions. But if you look at the Ninth Amendment, which says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And of course, the Tenth Amendment, which the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by the states are reserved to the states.
Hold the thought on number 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question.
Delaney's Electric Incorporated in Ault asks listeners, how do you show your gratitude for the sacrifices made by those serving in our military? You can show you care by sending packages to our troops while they're away. Just call your local veterans organization or type military care package into any search engine. This message is from Delaney's Electric Incorporated in Ault. For all your electrical work, call 970-834-1715. That's 970-834-1715. Sentus, the uniform people in Greeley, ask everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be part of something great. This message from Sentus, the uniform people in Greeley, named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. Call 970-352-2233, 970-352-2233.
I'm a small business owner who wants to get down to the business of making my business better. So yeah, this is about me. It's about my dream, my desire to grow my business, turn a bigger profit, and increase my output. And it's the reason I'm looking at these Ram trucks and commercial vehicles, and I like what I'm seeing. From the legendary Hemi to the durable and powerful Cummins Turbo Diesel, you can enjoy low cost of ownership, the industry's best warranty, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got on-the-job upfit allowances up to $1,500, a special $1,000 small business incentive, bringing the total savings offers up to $8,200. On top of all this, you may be able to deduct up to 100% of the purchase price as a tax deduction. But the real incentive is low cost of ownership, fuel efficiency, and durability. I'm small business. My gut says Ram. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Maximum tax expense eligibility, $139,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. Must take delivery by January 2nd, 2013. For more information about on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB or go to ramtrucks.com. Hemi and Ram are registered trademarks at Chrysler Group, LLC.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Judge Douglas Bartley, and our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And who do we have calling in?
This is Ruth from Denver.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. About taking prayer out of the schools, I wanted to say that my grandson is 9. He's adopted. He's got Thailand ancestry on his father's side, and he is really opposed to anything about the Savior, even at 9. He says that his school in Lincoln, Nebraska, has a whole shelf full of Harry Potter books.
Well, we're indoctrinating our youth in the occult, and certainly, but we would never allow any mention of Jesus Christ in our schools, or even of the concept of God. Our schools, unfortunately, have lost their certainly foundation, and our children are not being educated. They're being indoctrinated in statism and in pleasure, and we've taken all moral teaching out of our schools. But, of course, Harry Potter's there. Judge Bartley, would you want to comment on what our caller is saying, basically, that in the schools that we can have Harry Potter books, but no mention of God?
Yes, that's a very good point. I saw a T-shirt yesterday, which was relating to the massacre at Newtown, Connecticut, and it said it posed a question on the why does God allow these things to happen? And then the answer was, God answers by saying, I'm not allowed in the schools.
Amen to that. That's so true.
No, I want to say something else.
Okay, what was it you wanted to say? Go ahead.
Okay. Now, this is going back 700 years. Constantine took God out of the home. Constantine said, we don't want any religious observance in the home. Everything has to go into the church. Now, another thing is, this is not what you're talking about today, is Constantine started the Sunday, the Easter, and the Christmas, and this is another program.
Well, we really want to talk more about the legal system than getting into a religious discussion.
Yeah, well, this is another program about Constantine,
that'll
church.
Be fine, and we can do that about some other time.
Yeah,
Constantine
took religion out of the home.
Sure, well, but that has nothing to do with what we're talking about today.
Yeah, okay. All right, it's another program. Thank you.
You're welcome, but I certainly share your concern.
Thank you.
My number is 877-254-7524. Our guest this morning is certainly go right ahead, Douglas.
Well, we were talking a moment ago about the 10th Amendment and the 9th Amendment. Here's Jefferson on the subject of the 10th Amendment. He said, the states supposed that by their 10th Amendment, they had secured themselves against constructive powers. They were not lessened yet by Cohen's case, the 1821 case, nor aware of the slipperiness of the heels of the law. There's a very good book of collected quotes of Mr. Jefferson, that's available. I can't think of the name of it, but I've got it on my website, where he talks about the meaning of the Constitution. And by the way, in relation to the last caller, Jefferson, from whom the court relied on a statement by Jefferson in an 1803 letter to a Baptist group in Connecticut, that the state, there ought to be separation of church and state. And that was used as a basis for striking down school prayer in 1963. But Jefferson himself had no opposition to prayer in schools. In fact, at the University of Virginia, he allowed all the religious denominations to use the facilities and become professors of divinity. So his view on religious freedom is not at all what the liberals have said. it is. And we could spend a long time on that subject. But
well, the whole thing is that the people, the liberals, hate God. They realize, of course, that our freedom is based upon God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. They do not believe in liberty. They want a ruling elite. They want themselves to be that ruling oligarchy, and they have misinterpreted the writings of Jefferson to change the entire structure of our society. The whole idea was that the government was not to control religion, not to outlaw religion, or to keep it out of our schools. This was a matter for the individual states. In fact, when America was founded, literally every state had its own individual state religion. One was Congregationalist, another was Presbyterian, another was certainly was, I forgot some of the various religions that were there at the time. Yeah. They were very, very specific. And, of course, the federal government in no way was to influence that. That was a state issue. We could already have judge.
Well, yeah, the point there is that they were to keep, the federal government was to keep its hands off even the established religions. They had, on the First Amendment, which, by the way, does not apply to the states, despite what happened in, 1921, where the court said that the First Amendment, was binding on the states. Well, if you read it, it says Congress shall make no law respecting. So it's not binding on the states. And it doesn't, it didn't, it was never thought to prohibit established religions even. Now we don't have any established religions in any states anymore, but any, and there's more, the subject is fascinating. In the 1870s, the, Congress instituted tried to pass the so-called Blaine Amendment. You know that one?
You're going to have to remind me. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, well, you weren't, I'm sure you weren't alive then. But anyway, the Blaine Amendment was what stated that the First Amendment Establishment Clause applies to states, and it was rejected by Congress. It didn't get the two-thirds vote, and I think that's rather convincing proof that the court has gone way off the beam in the religion cases.
Amen to that. Would you like to tell our listeners how they could get to your website and how they could get copies of your books?
Well,
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment here with Judge Douglas Barclay.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Tres Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Tres Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662. Offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Judge Douglas Bartley. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Everybody talking about this idea of the Constitution, how it has been distorted by those who would centralize all power in Washington, D.C. America is great because, of course, America limited the power of government and sought its source of power from God. That's what our Declaration of Independence says. For we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and property, and governments are constituted among men to ensure those rights. And basically, that's what it was all about. We created a government to ensure our God-given rights, and yet, of course, we won't even allow mention of God in our schools today. And then we wonder why we have a chaotic situation developing. And, of course, as Judge Bartley had said, when somebody said, why did God allow what happened in Newtown, Connecticut? And the answer is, well, we banned God from the schools. I think that's a beautiful explanation. And when a nation turns against God, ladies and gentlemen, God turns against that nation. Judge, you were just about to tell us how people could get it to your website, get to your blog, and certainly get copies of your book. Go right ahead.
Yeah, if I could postpone that for a minute, because things you say get me thinking that there's so much that is going on that it's hard to focus in on the real problems. But one thing is that I wrote an article for Human Events on this business about Jefferson and his views. I think I'll post that on the blog so people can see how both the liberals on the court and elsewhere have distorted his views. But the blog address, it's called Pastoral Republican, which is after, I took that name after John Taylor of Caroline, Colonel John Taylor of Caroline, who was a close friend of Jefferson and his advisor on many different matters. But the address itself is http://Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S-S, two S's there, Bartley, B-A-R-T-L-E-Y, .wordpress.com. And there's a lot of detail there even, that some of it, which comes out of the book, and like I said, the Human Events article, and then I wrote an article for Chronicles magazine on, I'm trying to remember. It was on the question of the general welfare clause, which we didn't mention, I don't think, yesterday. One of the clauses, perhaps the principal clause, that has been abused by the court. And so I've got an article up on the blog somewhere. I have a table of contents there. You can find things through that table of contents. And that is, it gives chapter and verse, I think, on how the general welfare clause was transformed into a restraint, from a restraint on power into power itself, which it was never thought to be, because if you just had, I mean, what's happened is that the general welfare clause has been used for all kinds of unconstitutional appropriations and taxation. When Madison said that it was only, it wasn't a power, but a restraint on power, meaning that you could, if the federal government appropriated money for, let's say, a post office in Illinois, that it would also have to do so for post offices in other states. They couldn't discriminate against sections of the country. And that's a very very long dissertation I have on that. I wish I could boil it down more than I can just on the show here. But that's there. And I was talking about what principles one uses when understanding the Constitution. And the thing I came up with is first of all, you look to see whether the power is a listed express power. And if it is a express power, then there are two more questions that you have to answer to see whether it's constitutional or not. If it isn't expressed at all, it certainly isn't constitutional. But if it is expressed, the second question becomes, is the law necessary for carrying out the power? And the third question is, if it's necessary, is the law proper? That is, does it violate any restrictions on the exercise of federal power? I think that's a pretty useful way of analyzing whether particular legislation or other government action is legal or not.
But of course, the whole idea of the Constitution was to limit the power of the federal government, to take the chains off of the people and put the chains on the government so it couldn't expand into our lives. And how that message has been forgotten through the years, and now they're taking the chains off the government and preparing to put them onto the people. And they have their cameras watching us all the time. They have everybody numbered, and we're moving towards a dictatorship. And I know you share that concern, don't you, Judge?
I certainly do. One good example.
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us. Our guest has been Judge Justice Douglas Bartley. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sir Optimist International of Fort Collins reminds everyone, there tends to be a severe blood supply shortage at this time of year. Roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. Give the gift of blood. This message from Sir Optimist International of Fort Collins in Fort Collins. For information, call 970-988-0563. That's 970-988-0563. Or visit online at fortnet.org/SIFC. That's fortnet.org/SIFC.
I'm a small business owner who wants to get down to the business of making my business better. So yeah, this is about me. It's about my dream, my desire to grow my business, turn a bigger profit, and increase my output. And it's the reason I'm looking at these Ram trucks and commercial vehicles, and I like what I'm seeing. From the legendary Hemi to the durable and powerful Cummins Turbo Diesel, you can enjoy low cost of ownership, the industry's best warranty, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got on-the-job upfit allowances up to $1,500, a special $1,000 small business incentive, bringing the total savings offers up to $8,200. On top of all this, you may be able to deduct up to 100% of the purchase price as a tax deduction. But the real incentive is low cost of ownership, fuel efficiency, and durability. I'm small business. My gut says Ram. Guts, glory.
Ram.
Maximum tax expense eligibility, $139,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. Must take delivery by January 2nd, 2013. For more information about on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB or go to ramtrucks.com. Hemi and Ram are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and at this time I need to remind
you. Well, there I got it.
My minister. Oh, Judge, we're all done, I'm afraid. But thank you so very much for being with us. But this is the time I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, why, we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our four best tapes or CDs of the month, and certainly get our newsletter, why, just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. As we've commented on the last several programs, you need, of course, to understand what really happened in Newtown, Connecticut. The legislature, Connecticut legislature, had passed legislation that said there would be no guns on school grounds, which meant that the principal, who was aware there was a problem, they were having drills as far as the possible attack on the schools, but the principal and nobody in the school could have a gun, which meant that every school in Connecticut is a shooting ground, and you go in and you can kill all the children you want to in Connecticut and states all across America, where they pass these foolish laws. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, this boy had Asperger's disease. Asperger's disease, a form of autism. Autism used to be 1 in 10,000. Now, it, of course, is about 1 in every 55 to every 65 boys. These children have altered minds. We need to protect ourselves from them. Of course, they're getting this because they're being poisoned with vaccines. How do I know that? Why? Because Mennonite and Amish children don't have autism. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning our children. We have to protect ourselves. Furthermore, we have video games, violent video games, and this young man was watching the violent video games. And then, of course, the courts have taken God and prayer and acknowledgement that we have it. Certainly, we are subservient to a superior power. We've taken those concepts out of school. And fourth, of course, so many of our young people today are on drugs, psychotropic drugs that increase homicidal and suicidal tendencies. They know that. It said as many as a quarter of our children may be on some sort of a psychotropic drug today. But we need to protect our school children, and we will do that by arming the teachers and arming the administrators. This is what they do in Israel, and they do not have violence against their children, even though the Palestinian terrorists would love to kill the Israeli children to disrupt the society. Well, they don't dare go in because the teachers have been trained in weapons, and many of them carry weapons. And this is what we need to do. And you've got to get on the radio and start calling radio programs and saying, we need to arm our teachers. We need to arm our teachers and have armed guards in every school in America because of the situation that has been created. We need to start doing something to protect the children. And we're not going to do it by taking weapons away from the people and keeping weapons out of our schools. Then, of course, I certainly want to remind our listeners that we do have a special offer. You can get a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, for $150, less than $3 each. You can give the books away. But you could reach people and change their lives if you get them to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which explains what's really going on in the world today. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you do agree to get a case of books, why, first you'll get a free DVD or a free four-say tape set. And I recommend Ambassador Henry Cooper's of the threat of an EMP attack. You need to have that. You need to know it's a very real threat. People in Washington, D.C. are frightened. Never hear it today.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley takes time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage, and continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops, and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing.